Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GT Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the GT Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. It's Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Safety, 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 safety.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Twilight stuck on me, that's how I see them. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end of future or the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And on my frame now, when they catch a track, so could you please holler at me when they catch a stack? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's foul, what you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature, absolutely. And I got my divas alongside with me. I got Ray Queen and Storm in the building. You know, shout out to the GQ College family, Rich Money, CEO. What's going on? Who's in the building with me right now?
Yes. Good evening.
Hey, we got Ray Queen. Ray Queen in the building now.
Yeah.
So, before I get started, I'd just like to mention that this is an adult show. We do speak about adult topics. And if you do have your children in the room, use it as at your own discretion. We are not professionals over here. We're not here to fix anybody. However, we'll support you if we can. We go off stuff that we hear on a daily basis, stuff we hear from the radio, internet, however the news, however we get. Some of these things are personal. A lot of times we do speak on our own personal situations. So, you know, there's no real right or wrong. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. in order to go on live, yeah, pardon me, my voice is a little ashy right now. But in order to go on live with us, Divas, you got to press that one, and the host will bring you on as soon as he's able to do so. So our CEO, excuse me, if you want to go on live with us, Divas, you got to press that one. If not, just sit back and listen. So just tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend that we're here on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, Ray Queen, what's poppin'? What's poppin', sis? What's happening?
Hey. Oh, the weather is cold. It's getting cold. Girl.
Yeah. Tis the season. Yeah, we went from margaritas to hot toddies.
Oh, my God. Yes. But I love it, though, because here where I am, it's you know, it's nice and sunny during the day, and it cools down at night. No rain lately.
Well, I don't mind the changing of the seasons. I love the changing of the seasons because one makes you appreciate the other one just that much more. You know what I'm saying?
So absolutely.
I like
it's so beautiful. The foliage, the leaves are just so beautiful. Looking at them. Yep. Oh yeah. I took two walks today. I took a walk this morning, and then I took a walk just before it got dark a little while ago. Yeah,
okay.
Nice walking weather. Mhm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. This is still Libra season, so I think what's coming up next? Sagittarius coming up next. But happy birthday to anybody that's celebrating a birthday. Oh, matter of fact, it ain't Sagittarius. It's them Scorpions is next.
Scorpio season next
in Sagittarius. So, but happy birthday to whoever's celebrating a birthday. We celebrated my brother's birthday, my brother's brother's birthday. Everybody's birthday was last week. Cousin Leslie.
Oh, wow.
Two people.
Nice.
Two people celebrating the birthday. So, happy birthday. We have a few things to talk about today, a couple of things to speak about, and I hope that, you know, people get engaged with this because everybody's been talking about it. So, but I'm going to give what our initial topic was first, and then we'll get into something else. So the topic of this evening, the question this evening is, can you accept your mate having your mate partner or your spouse having a best friend of the opposite sex? That's our topic for this evening. So, I'll allow you to go. We'll open up the lines actually to speak about that, and then we'll move on to something else that we have to talk about. I would like to start with this first.
Okay. Could I accept my mate or my other half having a best friend of the opposite sex? Who was it that said it? Mary J. Blige said, I'll accept any of your friends because any of your friends are also going to be my friends. So if you know if it's going to be just your friend, that's not your friend, baby. Yeah, I don't mind you having us having a friend of the opposite sex, as long as we're both, that's both of our friends, and I'm, you know, it's not just your friend. So in other words, if it was just my mate's friend and it was the opposite sex, best friend at that, yeah, no. But if it's, yeah, our friend, yeah. But, yeah, nope. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Ray, before we go any further, we have a caller that wants to come on the air and give their comments on the topic. Caller, are you there?
Okay.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Peace. Welcome to the Diva Squad. Peace. Welcome.
Thank you. Have you
heard the topic? Yes. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I really chimed in, because I heard the topic. I think there's two ways to go around that.
Okay.
There's two ways to go around it.
Okay.
First, it'll work if you have trust. If
y'all
have trust with each other, it'll work. There's nothing wrong with a male and a female, you know, being best friends. But sometimes that best friendship, it could lead to a lot more. What was that movie? Baggage Claim. When they was best
Baggage
friends
claim,
and at the end they wound
sugar.
Up getting married.
Mm.
Yes. So you got to have a lot of trust, because that best friend, you can lean on that best friend more than your spouse, because your spouse can give you what you want, and that best friend is. That best friend
absolutely.
Could be, you know that's a good topic. That's a damn good topic. Because, you know, I believe a lot of people, they be insecure. They be like, oh, well, nah, it can't work. It's nothing like that to ever work. It can work if you really have that trust.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Mm-hmm. If you really, really, you got to have a whole lot of goddamn trust for something like that to work. I'm going to be real. My behalf, my side, hell no, I ain't going for that. I ain't going for that. I don't want to hear that best friend shit. And believe it or not, back in the days, I had a female best friend. Female best friend. And we never did nothing. She was just talking about man and everything. You know, but you would think when you get older, you'd be like, okay, well, yeah, that could happen. But as you get older and you see so much stuff going on and going around, you'd be like, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well,
don't tell me
you know what
friend.
It is,
no.
Paula. You know what it is? It's the fact that when I know a lot of times when you come into certain relationships, you have that friend. However, when you take on a relationship, relationships is about trust. It's about compromise. It's about what I'm saying. And the reason that I brought this topic up today is because I heard a story, you know, that the spouse was saying that his wife has a best friend, which is a male, but they was going out to lunch or dinner like three times a week. That's too much.
No.
Now you got to reel that back. You understand?
Much.
Because when you take on this mate, your mate is now supposed to be your best friend. Your best friend. Now, if you came into your relationship with that, like your best friend should be able to understand, like, listen, I have a relationship now, and, you know, we just can't hang out as much as possible, because now what's happening is the time you're spending talking to your best friend and doing all of that is being lost in your relationship. Now your relationship is lacking, because that time spent is because you're familiar with your best friend, so it's easy to happen. So it's not necessarily that you don't even trust your mate. It's just that time is being lost. Time is being lost.
Yeah.
So,
You got some people that'll probably feel like, okay, well, when they met this person, they already had this best friend. So is it
right
for you to stop being this person's best friend because you met this person? I disagree with that. I don't think me personally, that's why I said it's a tricky, but it's a good topic. What I'm seeing here is, all right, if you come in a relationship and this is your best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know you already got this best friend and you don't have a problem with it. But now you see, okay, well, they really, really good best friends. Like, wait. You're going to digitalize certain things. You know what I mean?
Right.
But,
right. Right.
Woo, 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 woo. Let's see if we get some more callers on this one. Cause,
no,
this
no it is a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope. And especially, too, you have some best friends like the spouse is not with anybody. You know what I mean? Your best friend doesn't have a spouse. They have free time on their hands. So it's like, I ain't got nothing to do. I ain't got nobody to do. So I'm going to continue with my best friend. But again, if that's your best friend, you're going to respect the boundaries that come along with their relationship. You understand what I'm saying? So like going out to dinner 2 and 3 times a week and all of that stuff is a no-no, in my opinion. In my opinion, that doesn't happen. If you got to have a conversation with them outside of you being around your mate, that's another no-no. That's a whole nother flag. If you can't sit and talk to these people in front of me, that means you have something to hide. That in my opinion.
Aha.
That's not necessarily the case all the time. But
speaking of opinions, we have another person or another caller on the line. Caller, are you there?
Okay.
Yes.
Welcome to the Diva Squad. Hello.
Yes. Hi. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Yes. So I
learned
a topic.
I sound like another female.
Don't be hating on us. Okay.
You know, and I'm married.
Okay.
You know, there's mixed feelings about having, you know, coming into a marriage with a best friend of the opposite sex. Sometimes, you know, I guess it'll have to come down to trust. However, when you do get married or when you enter a real serious relationship with someone, you know, I heard somebody saying going out to lunch 2 or 3 times a week with your best friend, would it matter if that best friend was the same sex?
No, that would matter also because, again, now time is being lost in your own relationship.
I'm just asking that question.
No, that's fine. That's a fair question. That's a fair question.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because again, it's about the time that's being lost in your relationship. You understand? It's not even about whether it's a male or a female or somebody of the opposite sex or whatever. It's about time being lost in your own relationship. So
as couples, married, or whether you're in a very serious relationship, you spend so much time on your job. So any time that you can spend time with your spouse or your significant other, you should be trying to spend 2 or 3 days a week having lunch with that person. However, you know, with your spouse or your significant other, I would also like to say, you know, some people have an issue with having best friends of the opposite sex due to insecurity. Maybe something has, you know, caused something to, you know, maybe the trust has been violated, so now there's insecurity.
Has been breached.
However, I do not agree with having a best friend of the opposite sex where you're spending entirely too much time with them rather than your partner or your...
So can I ask you a question? Being that you're married, right?
Mm-hmm.
You met your husband. He already has a female best friend before he met you.
Right.
So you're going to tell him you got to get rid of his best friend because he met you?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I would have to trust the relationship and the best friend, the friendship until...
Okay.
I mean, until something, you know, of course, it gives me reason to question it. But no, I would accept his best friend as I would expect him to accept my male best friend.
Right. And it's...
Well, you got to realize.
It's not the fact of getting rid of him.
It's a double standard because a female could handle more than a male. So a female might be relaxed with it. They might. a male, he's going to go with it, but I think he's going to go with it to a certain extent.
After well, see,
while,
you
don't think that male can ever go any further than a woman would allow them to go.
Exactly.
Say that again?
Not only that, women are emotional beings. Men are more into the physical. Men can go out and have sex with a woman and not have any kind of connection. It's not a double standard. That's just how things are naturally. That's a natural thing. That's
you
just
know
how
it
men
is a
and women
I'm,
were
I'm
designed.
I'm explaining to you why it's a double standard. It's a double standard because a male, us as being males, all right, it's just like, okay, if you go in the bedroom, right, and you see majority of times, if you see a man having sex, you're going to boo-hoo cry majority of the women. If a male walks in the bedroom and see a nigga having sex with their female, they're going to go crazy.
They're going
to. So if you got a best friend, all right, you got a best friend and come into the relationship, all right, as being a male, I'm like, okay, no problem. Shut this up. And, you know, whether it's once, you know, as years go by, you still got this best friend. But it's like, wait a minute. Well, damn, you still got your best friend, but I don't hear you talk about him that much, but he's still your best friend.
Right.
Gonna
well, see, this is going to
put it in another cycle. But like with a female, take it to that level.
I get it, but I get what you're saying. But this is why I said, like, when you're in a committed relationship, whether they're your best friend or not, a relationship comes with compromise. It comes with sacrifice. I'm going to have to sacrifice some things with my best friend because I now have a new best friend, which is your spouse, which is supposed to be your best friend.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? And
exactly.
That's not to mean that you will have to diminish your friendship with them. It's just that certain things that we used to do, we can't do because now I'm in a whole different position.
And the amount of time that you spend
that's true.
Right. I'm not saying you don't have, you can't be friends with them or anything. It's just that certain things or certain time, our timing has changed. Where we used to go out, turn up 2-3 times, 4 times a week or whatever. But I have somebody that I share my life with, that can't happen.
I'm going to be like Martin after a while. You seen when him and Gina did have that best friend? And he was like, you know what? Sorry, Jess, but I'm going with her shoe shopping. You understand? You know, it's like, you know, you gotta, it's certain things, like, you know, if you take heed to like all these movies too, that do it.
Once you're in a committed relationship or you're married, you just have to change certain things up. Whether your best friend is of the opposite sex or the same sex, you still have limited time or be fair about the time that you spend, but most of the time shouldn't be spent with your best friend because your spouse or your significant other is your new best friend.
Now you're opening, you're leaving that door open for your spouse to be out doing other things. You know, the mind is a tricky thing. The mind is very tricky. I mean, this is why not just communication, but communication and comprehension is so important. That's right alongside with trust. So love circles all of it. Love circles all of it. But there's trust, and then there's comprehension and communication, which all of those go together. Because I can communicate with you all day, but if you're not comprehending what I'm saying, then I'm just speaking on deaf ear. So again, certain things just have to, because that way the respect is maintained. You understand what I'm saying? Your respect has to be made. And look, this is not just for a relationship, an intimate relationship. This could be a relationship with a boss, with a child, with anything. Those boundaries and all of that stuff has to be respected. Because other than that, what happens is a sense of entitlement starts to fall into place. And so the list goes on and on. It doesn't just end there. But as far as you in a committed relationship with a mate or a spouse or a significant other, there are boundaries. So if you go in there knowing that, even if you communicate that you have this person, like, all right, I'm in a relationship now, whatever, and that your best friend or whatever, they'd have no choice. I mean, they don't have to respect it, but they should.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but that's the first thing a best friend is going to say. well, I knew you longer than this person, so how are you going to, you know, that's the first thing that has come out of the person's mouth.
And they love you
first. I knew you longer, we were such and such, you know.
Yep.
So sometimes, that's what I mean,
love you first,
that's a good topic, but it's hard to go by it. Because it's tricky in a way, like you said. It's like your mind plays a certain situation, you know?
Your mind, can I
have a female as a best friend? I know I can have a female as a best friend. I know what I'm capable of doing or whatever I'm doing. Will my wife agree to me having a female as a best friend? I don't think so.
Yeah, but you get to be with your best friend before you guys became married, though.
Now,
I mean, when you guys were dating. And you were best friends with this female already. I mean, would your wife still have an issue with it? That's what I'm saying. It goes for the same as a female. If you have a male best friend prior to when you met your spouse, are you going to, you know, you going to get rid of him or tell him that you can't spend time with him?
I still know a lot of females I grew up with, you understand, that I already know. Like my wife, she probably, you know, a lot of males she probably grew up with. On that situation, mm-hmm. Trust. But when you say that best friend, that means a lot in between there.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a different level.
You understand?
Right.
So now when I met my wife, I would have told her, well, this is my best friend. I think she would have accepted. Right. I think she would have accepted.
Because that's when you were
she would have seen things like, all right, well, you and your best friend is getting a little too close. You understand? Y'all getting a little too close here. You understand? Just like she would have told me, this is your best friend. Y'all such and such. Now, my reaction would have been your best friend. You know what? A male, I see a difference because a male is considered a dog. You understand? So when you're a best friend with a female and you got somebody, you move, and not just meant you, but this is your best friend. Hold up. Is she just saying it because she's tapping this nigga on the low, on the side or something? Like, what the hell going on here?
Right.
Best friend. You know? But it's a difference. That's what I mean. It's a difference. But if she said, oh, this is my friend, such and such. Oh, yo, what's going on, Paul? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? That best right there means a whole lot. It means a lot.
Well, see, this is where the communication has to come in at. This is where communicating, like, don't get into no relationship and you're in this relationship months on end and all, and then all of a sudden a best friend pops up, even if you had him before.
Yeah, that's different.
But you felt the need to have to hide that or to disclose that you have this best friend, and then they pop up. Now I'm looking at you sideways like, well, I didn't know this when we, you know, found it out. You understand what I'm saying? And especially too, if you feel like you're moving forward with a person, like
I still think that it's just a very thin line, and there are boundaries, and you know, because shit happens. I don't know. I just think there just need to be some boundaries, and as Angie says, strong communication and comprehension, because that's tough. Because we live in such a broken world right now, and there are so many influences out there. The devil is lurking. He is busy. He is preying on families, children, marriages, couples. The devil is busy. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just have to be just extremely careful and then gauge the situation. Okay, you come into a relationship and you have a best friend, okay, of the opposite sex. Okay, you come into this relationship, but still it needs to be gauged carefully. The trust, though, has to be there. Right. Communication and comprehension.
I speak about identification. See, a lot of people will say, when you say about identity, oh, we don't need a title, we don't need anything. Listen, those things are important because that's where people knows where their boundaries are. But if you going out here and not needing any kind of title or anything, you're still free game. You understand what I'm saying? You're still out there.
Exactly.
With life. That's what people wear, that wedding band. It's not just a band. It's a whole lot of things attached to that band. And when people, most people, self-respecting people, will respect that. They will respect that.
Exactly.
And that's our identity. And that's how now you got people that don't even have to identify what gender or sex they are. That's when the enemy comes in. Believe it or not, this is when the enemy comes in.
Yeah,
because you're not identifying who you are and where you stand. So it's just open game. You know, that's why I learned that a long time ago. A pastor taught me that. And I believe it, and I've seen it. Like, okay, you go into a job, you see somebody, you can see me in another person walking down the hallway, but they can't identify who we are. You understand? They just see two people. They come up to me and ask me, "Oh, can you count this out for me, or cash this out for me? Are you the accountant, or whatever?" So, certain titles are important because of identity.
Yes, true. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Oh. Now,
I just think that it comes down to trust and, you know, the level of security. You know, there's a lot of things that goes into play. You know, that's a hard one, but I just said each relationship has to gauge that themselves.
And also willpower.
I agree.
You gotta have that willpower. You understand? If your willpower is on zero, you know what's gonna happen. You know what can happen, not necessarily gonna, but what can happen. You know, we're humans before we're anything else, so we're susceptible to making mistakes. I could take somebody doing 1,000 different mistakes, but to keep making the same mistake over and over and over again, they're not the fool I am.
Well, here would be my conclusion. Misery enjoys company, right?
Exactly.
Say, for instance, your best friend. Your best friend, right? Okay. And you're in a wonderful relationship or wonderful marriage or whatever, and your best friend is going through something just absolutely miserable. May not even be in a relationship, but they're going to do everything to try to destruct or cause destruction amongst your relationship because misery enjoys company. That's where you need to be leery of the best friend.
Right. There's a line that has to be drawn. And there's some, because there's some habitual line steppers. And we have to be leery of them. We have to pay attention.
Or try to manipulate, of course, manipulation.
Absolutely.
Or whatever. But that's when you put your antennas up on the best friend.
Where was your antennas? No, where was your antennas? But no, that's a very valid point, because this is why. Where was your antenna? That's a valid point, though, because you have to know your circle, know who you're dealing with, because you can't share everything with everybody. You can't even have everybody praying for you. And this goes back to a show we might have did.
You definitely don't want everybody praying for
before.
You, that's for sure.
You don't, because people carry spirits, different types of spirits with them, and not all of them are good. Some people are just negative Nelly. Some people just miserable.
And that's what I'm saying. That's when we talk about best friends. When we talk about best friends, I don't care whether it's a best friend or the same sex or the opposite sex. Know your company. Know your circle, as you said. But also know, I mean, how supportive is that best friend of you and your marriage? How respectful are they of you and your marriage or your relationship? That's what you need. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I go back to, you have to gauge that. Each relationship has to gauge that for themselves. And I mean, because came into my marriage and my best friend was a male coming into my marriage, I'm sure my best friend would respect my marriage. If he's happy or she's happy, they're going to be happy for me, because they're not going to do anything come in between my marriage or my relationship. Well, like I said, whether you're married or in a committed relationship, you just have to gauge that whole situation. I think it's case by case.
Absolutely. Mm. And it depends, you know, it varies from relationship to relationship. It's not a broadband. It could be different because people are different. Like I was saying before
right.
we are anything, before we there's a title on anything, we are people first. You know,
yes.
So you just going whatever. You know,
I think it's a really great topic because it does touches a lot of things. But like I said, the enemy is busy. The devil is lurking. He's everywhere. So, he comes to destroy, right?
His ass ain't no room for his ass over here. Sorry.
You just have to,
bro.
You just have to be on guard.
Get your ass under, get under our feet ASAP.
Yes.
But we do live in Yes.
Get your ass out of here.
We live in a very wicked world.
Get your ugly ass out of here.
But we do live in a very wicked world, so we have to just be on guard.
And pray. Prayer works.
And pray and pay attention. And pay attention.
Absolutely. So, but that was definitely, that's something to think about, you know, for anybody that's listening. Or whatever, that's just something to think about, you know. Because what it is, sometimes you'll find yourself trying to protect the people that you are with or around the stuff all the time, and they be the ones with the negative energy and the negative spirit.
Exactly.
Think because you're automatically connected that it goes, oh, that's my people's right there. No, you definitely got to pay attention because it be the ones that you're breaking bread with. Be your biggest
right,
hater.
Exactly.
You know? So you definitely got to be mindful. You know, just so. But on that note, I'm going to just switching up the topic a little bit because I wanted to get into speaking about Kanye West.
Oh, that's a good one.
90% of the people in this country and abroad want to kick his ass.
And they can't just
want to kick his ass. That thing. I don't even like saying her name. I want to hang with her. Like, since you trying to cancel
well,
a culture that actually saved your ass.
I really do think that Kanye West, I think he was always had some sort of mental illness, but I think when he lost his mother.
Yeah, he was born.
He didn't breathe properly.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen.
He lost his mind.
At this point, he's out of control. You understand now? Back when everybody was recognizing that he was off his rockers and all of that stuff, nothing was done. So now it's out of control with him. Now people really want to cancel his ass. Yeah, he's disturbed and he needs to be.
He
needs to be by himself. I no longer feel sorry for him. No, that's fact. Not any normal sane people that I know. But again, what it is. He's trying to straddle both sides of the fence. I think a lot of his problem is he has a problem with communicating exactly what he feels. So, and again, I'm not excusing him. I'm actually about to cancel him because, again, you are out of control. The stuff that's now coming out of his mouth is just atrocious, you know. So the thing is, him and that crazy, right, just that one, that's my next point. Him and that crazy bitch, that stupid, nappy head, Candace Owens, whatever her name is. Listen, it doesn't matter. They're getting exactly what they want. It's people talking about them, good, bad, or indifferent. It doesn't matter what kind of attention it is, as long as they're getting it. As long as somebody is saying my name, I am doing what I set out to do. You know, so Kanye's getting all these interviews
all
over the place.
Publicity.
Yeah, you talking about George Floyd didn't die from his guy's neck. A knee wasn't even on his neck. George Floyd was down there praying for 9 minutes. They took him and then they injected him with fentanyl, and he getting this shit from that stupid ass Candace Owens.
Candace.
Whatever.
Well, it's all a publicity. It's all a publicity stunt. That's all it is. And he just,
and
you know, they're gonna get on a band. They're gonna get on a bandwagon with Herschel Walker too. I mean, that's what they do.
If somebody don't mute that mofo, he's such an embarrassment. I mean, like the stuff that comes out of his mouth. How did they even allow to get him to get up there?
But if they think that they are winning, you know, white people to kind of join on their to join their bandwagon. There's a lot of white people who look at them as a disgrace of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like, oh my god,
they're not on their side because they don't have those dog on set.
What they want though is somebody up there that they can dictate, and that's exactly what they would get with Herschel. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
All he would be is a pawn. You going to get in there and we going to tell you what to do.
Well, the people in Atlanta,
I wish they would stop
vote.
Interviewing him. I wish they would stop allow his ass to talk. Stop interviewing him. He sounds like a whole fool.
Well, that's the media. That's what they're going to do.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, I agree.
But especially, like I said,
what
I think it's just simply just publicity stunt with Kanye, with Candace. I mean, they really don't speak anything that's no logic,
sure.
No nothing.
No, go ahead.
You know, there's no substance to what they say.
I'm getting ready to step out. Kanye is doing this for publicity, first of all. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
You understand? He knew how to get a record contract with his jaw wired, didn't he? There's nothing wrong with Kanye. Kanye want to act like Kanye is just a knucklehead. He's mad because Kim Kardashian left him. You understand? He's upset he can't see his kids. That's why he was doing all that knuckleheaded stuff. He wanted to put himself more in the light. You understand? Which I don't understand why he want to do that. You understand? But it's nothing wrong with Kanye. There's nothing wrong with him at all. I don't think there's nothing wrong with him at all.
Yeah, no.
I think he's just looking for publicity stuff.
Yeah,
that's
what
he's doing.
Kind of attention he gets.
Exactly. I think that he just, any attention to him is good attention. It doesn't matter. Like,
exactly.
He's one of those
attention.
People where
absolutely.
I believe no matter what it is, he's going to do whatever he has to do to get some type of attention from
exactly.
somebody. It doesn't matter who it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the media, they're just like, they're enjoying it right now. And I don't even, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's so many people are against him. You know, so many people are for him.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, he don't really care because he's going to continue to do whatever he's going to do in his own sick and twisted type mind. He's going to do what he got to do. He's gonna, at the end of the day,
you know what,
there's going to be a handful of people. There's going to be, but
yeah.
hold on. There's going to be a hand. There's going to be a handful of people that's still going to spend.
What's going to happen?
There's still going to be, but there's not got to hold on because there's still going to be somebody that's going to still spend $400 or $500 for them pair of sneakers. You know, he's still going to be in business.
Yep.
They're still going to do. He's still going to make money. You know.
Yep.
This is what him and Candace, whatever her name is, thinks that that's happening. They think they're canceling our culture. So you have to go. You have to watch it. I hate watching it, but you have to in order to know actually what's going on, because she's saying she doesn't want to be a part of that culture. She's stating that Kanye put that White Lives Matter T-shirt on. We forced him to do that because the cult, the stuff that we're giving from our culture. She picked maybe one or two artists out and made that out to be the entire culture. That might be a part of it. That might be a part of the hip-hop culture or whatever, but the hip-hop culture is not the only black culture. It's not the only part or entity of black culture. The same people that they're trying to cancel. And, but what's happening with Kanye now is now he's starting to enforcement. Thanks, they're canceling him.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying allegedly George Floyd's family is going after him for defamation, for $240 million. Now, once they start hitting them in those pockets, hitting him in those pockets,
it'll cut to his
then it'll probably knock him down a peg or two. Right now, he thinks because he's in a billionaire status that he can't be touched. But what he failed to realize, and this is coming from somebody from his culture, your money is not the same as their money. I don't care how much you got. And he's going to learn very soon.
But guess what? He's going to learn, and he may transform, but at the end of the day, he's still going to make money regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to make money, and he's still going to be, but he's still going to be, exactly, he's still going to be the center of attention for whatever you want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I get it. I hear you. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the end of the day, one monkey's not going to stop a show. You know what I'm saying? You can stop whatever you want to stop, but at the end of the day, you think he was making videos and stuff, you know, looking a fool, acting a fool. And he still make money. He can still put out a pair of sneakers today and sell it for $400 or $500, and people still go out and
there is always going to be some audience that's going to enjoy these shenanigans.
Exactly.
Of course.
Exactly.
Because controversy sells here. Controversy and sex sells in this country. It's going to always be at the forefront.
Well, they're on the Trump bandwagon anyway.
Absolutely, he just bought what's the name of that new social network that Trump had created? Kanye just bought it, and Candace Owens' husband is the CEO of it. So what is it called? Polar or something, whatever
it's
called. Kanye just bought it. So you know why? Because he feels they are the ones that are they're the ones supporting him and not us. But listen, he got to start doing the math. Who's wearing your sneakers? We are. The people that actually can't afford them are the ones that are buying them. The ones that can, they not fucking with them.
Well, you know what? That's our stupidity not to continue to buy
them. Exactly.
Some stock in it.
Some stock in it.
Maybe have some power in it. Yeah.
Right. But until then, guess what?
So,
when you can still make a pair of sneakers and sell it for $500, he's not going to do it. He's not touched at this point.
Well,
he's still going to continue to
now,
do it over
well,
and over
now
and over
the
again.
The thing is with his sneakers is because now Gap dropped him and sold to Adidas. That was who his sneaker company was.
Well,
so now what's going to happen
is Adidas trying
to
replicate his sneaker though?
Tried.
Wasn't
they,
Adidas
they
trying
did,
to steal replicate his
they,
sneaker?
They did.
I think they were trying to steal his design.
Yep. So they sold a whole different sneaker. So what happens is we already know the cause is never judged. It's the reaction. You understand what I'm saying? They're not gonna go to the cause now because he's acting like a buffoon. Guess who's gonna pay for it? Him.
Yeah,
you see, he's talking about the Jews. Talk about he was jealous of the Jews and all kinds of stuff. It's like he's just doing too much. He's doing the most.
Yeah,
revoke their black card. Him and Candace Owens. I revoke their black card. They can have them. They can send them to that cookout where they put raisins in their potato salad. Boy, bye.
He's pretty confused. He's messed up in the head, and
he's been that way.
It's publicity, and any attention is good attention, and
attention for him, and that's a fact. That is a whole fact. That's what I said.
But he doesn't realize. Maybe he does realize that he's embarrassing his children.
They're
old enough to understand. But he's embarrassing his children. Like, they have to see this years from now. Some of their friends saying, well, your dad walking around with those ridiculous boots or walking around with a mask off.
Yes.
Mask on
like
in 104-degree weather. I mean,
Like Kim in that sex tape. How the sex tape with Ray J popped back up, and now her daughter's old enough to see it or whatever. And it was a whole bunch of mess with that. You know what I'm saying? Because her daughter got wind. That's what I said.
Yeah.
You don't want to do any kind of act that your children have to pay for.
Right.
That's right.
It's stuff like that.
They should be thinking about their children in advance, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, when they leave that video,
right.
You didn't think
the kids
were going to be a certain age or a certain
time?
Come on now. Mm-mm.
It's a money thing. You know, Kris Jenner's a pimp, right? You know she a pimp. She pimped the girls out. You know what I'm saying? That's why that happened. She's a pimp.
She sure did.
She signed off on those contracts for that sex tape. Yep.
You know?
She pimped the daughters out.
Well, she turned something bad into good. I mean, that's the way I see it. I definitely don't support what she did. But she took an opportunity and capitalized on it.
She did.
Right. That's right.
She sure did. But not all money
That's
is good
right.
money, because can you truly say those
no,
people
it
are
isn't.
Happy? Yeah, no, I'm sorry. But listen, that's your opinion. Again, that's how we do over here. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion on how. I don't mess with them. Yeah.
We live in a capitalism world, so it is.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Pretty much. And that's what she did.
That's absolutely.
That's what it is.
So, but folks, this has been a wonderful show today because time is winding down. We got about 9 minutes left of the show. So we're going to go around the table and give our callers first an opportunity to give their final thoughts on tonight's topic. Start with the male caller first because he was first, and then we'll go to the female caller.
Well,
so okay.
I feel like the topic was a real good topic, very interesting. I really had a ball. I'm looking forward to next weekend.
Absolutely.
I still say that best friend in there. It means a lot. It means a lot. You know,
okay.
Hopefully, you know, in due time, somebody, not saying nobody don't have a friend out there right now, and in a relationship, and they spouse have a best friend that they could trust and everything, but it'll be very hard. But I enjoy myself, and y'all ladies have a blessed night.
We appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you so much. You as well. Thank you.
Lisa, your turn, Lisa. Email calling
us. Okay, here.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. I thought the topics were great. Great topics. There's truly a reality of what most of us and most people in this world are dealing with. So I think these were great topics to talk about. And as for Kanye and Candace, the less attention we give them, the better off we are.
Definitely.
All right. Welcome. Storm is in the building, y'all. She came in a little late. Storm is in the building.
I did.
Duty calls, you know what I'm saying? That's what happens.
I came in late, but right at the right time, I must say, because I definitely was able to get my little thought in it. You know, show is definitely, ladies, you guys did that, like, you know the situation, but I definitely enjoyed Corey's show. I was like, what? You know what? Listen to them. I was like, that's what I'm talking about, you know. So, yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. You guys did a great job. I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place.
Yeah. Okay.
Big shout out to GQ Palace, our CEO, our executive, our callers and listeners, my sister Divas. I love you all. It was an awesome show, and looking forward to many more, and
absolutely.
This is Rayquan, and passing on the mic.
It's on you. So what you going to do?
Yes.
Indeed, it was. It was definitely a wonderful, enlightening show today. Again, we want to thank all the callers and listeners. And again, for our internet listeners, the number is 319-527-6761. Tell a friend to tell a friend that every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are on here live. We're not here to blow people up. So you call in, you don't have to give your name. You can give a false name or whatever. So, you know, if you have anything that you would like for us to share, any topics or anything, our email is geequee002@gmail.com, and that's in lowercase letters. So just drop us a line, an email, and we will address the topic. We will put it on a show. Again, thank my fellow divas, Storm, Ray Queen, like Rich Money, work in the background. You know, every position here is important. So, you know, without y'all, it would be no us. So we definitely appreciate y'all. And on that note, on tonight's topics, again, you have to have trust, but also there is respect, boundaries, compromise, and then there's solutions. So work together, and, you know, and I hope for the best for everybody that's in a similar situation to what we're talking about tonight. So on that, I'm chucking up the deuces. I holla.
Okay. Yeah. It's better, baby.
Thank you. Yes.
Ever.
You lost in the shade.